Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Outfield is your artist of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, and Ray, take no offense, buddy. We're going to have to put you on hold. We're going to have you call back. I'm going to have Grant give you the hotline number, and you can finalize this in just a moment. And, of course, I'm getting ready to go to the mayor, and he looks like he's wrapping up. Well, hang on. Wait. The mayor of Kansas City, Quentin Lucas, announcing mandatory masks starting on Monday. I believe the person speaking now is Health Department Dr. Rex Archer, if I'm not mistaken. Let's go to it live right now.
From skin cancer. It's a simple thing that I need to do. When I wear the hat, because I wear the hat, I do not rage against the sun for being the sun. I simply protect myself by wearing the hat. The same with the mask. I don't rage against the virus by wearing the mask. I simply protect myself and others by wearing the mask. Wearing the hat doesn't protect anyone else from skin cancer, but it may protect me. Wearing a mask can protect me from infection with COVID. It can protect others from infection with COVID. I wear a mask for others. I wear it for myself. I wear it for my family members. I wear it for my friends. I wear it for my colleagues. I wear it for the citizens of Wyandotte County. We want to continue to reopen Wyandotte County. Our best opportunity to continue to relax restrictions is for us to take necessary, simple measures like wearing a mask, washing hands, maintaining social distancing, avoiding large gatherings. If we do those simple things, we can continue to get back to business. However, based upon the trends that we are seeing in Wyandotte County and across the nation, if we don't continue to stop the virus will stop us. It's as simple as that. Let's get over the political divisions over the coronavirus. It is what it is. Pay attention to it, see what it is, where it seeks to go, and let's do what we can to stop it. I wear the hat to protect myself from skin cancer. I wear a mask to protect myself and others from COVID. Thank you.
I stand corrected. That was David Alvey, the mayor of KCK. Now coming to the podium, it is Rex Archer.
Following those two is quite an act, and I just want to reemphasize that we are learning about this virus and that close to 50% of the people that get the virus don't show symptoms or don't realize that their symptoms, because they may have allergies or other things, are due to COVID. What that means is that you're wearing a mask as a courtesy and showing our community love to others, to protect others. The high-risk folks that if they get this disease can end up in the hospital or worse. So that's why we're asking everybody to do this. I do want to emphasize for those children that are younger, there's a risk of suffocation, so we don't have masks on them. Most of you that have dealt with 3-, 4-, 5-year-olds, sometimes it's hard enough to keep their shoes and socks on, let alone a mask. So we're not wanting anybody to be denied service into a grocery store or whatever where the adult is masked and the toddlers aren't. But what we've seen across the country now is just here in June, from the first week of June and compare it to the third week of June, those states that require masks for both the employees and the customers have had a 12% reduction in cases. Those states that only require it for the employers have had a 70% increase. Those that don't have any requirement have had an 84% increase. So that's why we want to do this, because we don't want people being evicted because their business was closed. We want to be able to open the businesses, but we want to do it in the safest possible way. So the guidelines are very clear. We can protect each other with this. And the issue really is, I can't infect you if I've got a mask on, and you can't infect me if you've got a mask on. So thank you. Dr. Carney?
As a current healthcare worker here in Kansas City, an emergency medicine physician and an EMS physician, I just want to sincerely thank our mayor and the other mayors for their messages on this. I would also like to thank the current healthcare workers who have been at this for over 100 days now with nonstop meetings, budget cuts, and everything else. But despite this, every hospital here in town continues to meet every week. Every hospital still requires every visitor to wear a mask, every patient to wear a mask. And they also continue to have visitor restrictions as well. All of the hospitals will continue to meet as long as this continues. And this will also include our EMS agencies and fire departments under the direction of these two guys. So thank you guys for that.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, doctors. I'm Alan Greiner with the Unified Government Wyandotte County. I'm the health officer there. We're just here today in support of this new ordinance. We're developing our own ordinance in Wyandotte County, Kansas City, Kansas, right now, and we'll have more information on that probably within the hour. We've been in close contact with Dr. Archer over the last several days, and we're seeing the same evidence he is. We're seeing dramatically increased cases. We're seeing dramatically increased numbers of individuals seeking testing. The positivity rate of the testing is going up on the Kansas side of the state line in the last 2 weeks, which is extremely concerning to us. So we think mask ordinances and cooperation by our citizens can make a big difference in curbing this coronavirus and hopefully preventing us from having to step back further. I want to reiterate that this is about working together. I think we're doing that. That's why we're here in KCMO right now. I think we all need to do that as a larger metro community, and we hope to have others joining us in the coming days in these efforts. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you all, and thank you, Mayor Alvey, Dr. Greiner, for coming from Wyandotte County, Kansas City, Kansas today. I think this does show, and as Mayor Alvey put so well, this isn't about geographic boundaries or politics or anything under the sun. We're taking these actions to try to keep people safe. With that, I'm happy to take any questions. We'll go in the usual line, and so go right ahead.
Okay, so you spoke about this a little bit yesterday at your press conference, but Kansas City, Missouri can have its own mask requirement, but then when you go over to Johnson County, it doesn't have it.
Sure.
Are you worried about that?
Sure.
So
let me say this first. Our health professionals are actually the guide in cooperation. I know they talk frequently. I know they're all working together to make sure that we can see consistency. And what I would say is this, and hopefully I don't speak out of turn, but every health professional I've talked to has said masks are a good idea. And so whether it's mandatory where you live or not, right, and whether you border Kansas City, Missouri, you're watching 3 hours from here. I think from what Dr. Archer has told me, a mask is a good idea. What our state health director has said, a mask is a good idea. And so we can talk about what rules or technical rules or anything under the sun, but this is in some way different than those stay-at-home orders and the businesses opening and all of that, because this isn't shutting down a single business. This isn't stopping any type of commerce. This is just saying, how can you stop the spread from impacting others? And so that's why, actually, I guess my concerns are a little bit allayed by the fact that really just wear a mask. And we're making this rule today in Kansas City because we think it's important to make clear to the public how important it is. And we've had a number of business owners that have called my office or Dr. Archer's office and said, we actually need some sort of rule. It makes it easier for us to tell customers, yeah, a mask is required because the city requires one. And we just think that's an important step for us today. Is there any other?
All right, so there it is.
Oh, yeah.
This is big. This is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Quentin Lucas, and the mayor of Kansas City, Kansas, David Alvey, announcing just now that starting Monday, citywide, if you are inside a business, obviously not your home, if you are inside of a business,
any public place,
you have to wear a mask. You have to. It is a city ordinance that they just passed today. Now, I did not see anybody from Johnson County standing on that stage.
No, Johnson County and what about the other side of Jackson
Clay
County?
Clay and Platt.
Eastern Jack. I'm assuming Eastern Jack will go along, but Clay and Platt, yeah. And there are some exceptions to this mask mandate for minors. Though the recommendation is they urge children over the age of 2 to wear a mask, but minors are exempt from this. People who have disabilities that prevent them from comfortably wearing or taking off face coverings or communicating while wearing one. People who do have respiratory conditions or breathing trouble. People that have been told by medical, legal, behavioral, I'm going through a list here, not to wear face coverings. And people who are seated in a restaurant or tavern while actively engaged in eating or drinking and are socially distanced from others. So those are the exceptions to this. But other than that, you're going into the courthouse to pay your bills.
You're going to the DMV.
You're going to Hy-V. You're going to anywhere within the city limits of Kansas City, Missouri, and in KCK, as they're saying they're coming up with their rules as well. You will be required to wear a mask. Up to this point, businesses have been able to say, no mask, no service, but now it's a mandate citywide.
Telephone number here is 576-7798, 576-7798. Dan Weinbaum in for Dana Wright. Grant Miller, I am Scott Parks on KMBZ. Wanted the best. You got the best. The hottest band in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Kiss.
Is that because they were on fire?
Did I ever tell you, I took my mom to go see Kiss 2 years ago.
Yeah.
She wouldn't let me listen to him when I was a kid.
Right.
And so we're watching the show. Something's up, Grant. And thank you. And about halfway through the show, she nudges me with her elbow and she goes, it's a pretty good show.
She was just trying to protect you right. As a child. Yeah, because
kids in same service.
I mean, I remember back in the 1970s when we were all discovering these things as children and, you know, blood dripping from a costumed, painted face. I mean, that's scary to regular people.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Susan in Kansas City. Hello, Susan. Susan, hello. Susan, hello.
I think we lost Susan.
I'm going to give her one more chance. Susan, hello. Baby.
So, in the past few minutes, get to higher ground. In the past few minutes, big bombshell Friday announcement from Kansas City, Missouri. We're going to have to wear masks at all public settings within the city of
Kansas City, Missouri, and KCK.
And KCK as well. Haven't heard from Johnson County.
Starts on Monday.
Or Clay or Platt, et cetera, et cetera. But right now, yeah, implementing a mask mandate for all public settings within the city.
Let's try Susan again. Are you at higher ground? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, yes. Susan.
Go ahead, Susan.
Yes. Hi. I was just calling about the restriction on the mask, that it is an infringement on our rights, that it should not be required for healthy people, that there are health issues related with wearing them, and that they're not proven effective, and that people out of that are not in risk should be the ones wearing them and staying in their houses versus the entire population.
Susan, can I ask you, do you have your radio turned up?
Got it off.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
but let me challenge you, if I may, and I'll do it kindly, of course. What right do you have vested in the Constitution that's being violated?
I am the people.
I beg your pardon?
And I am we the people, and our government has an overreaction and is restricting us it should be illegal way. I'm not sure exactly if it is, but they should not be doing this, breaking our economy, causing people to be locked in their homes, causing our parents to be locked in assisted living centers and hospitals with no visits and assistance from their families. This is the counts on it are going up because they're doing more testing. The death counts on the CDC site are not going up.
That's not true.
This is a severe overreaction, and they're calling deaths that aren't COVID, just because someone tested for COVID.
Okay, we're talking about masks.
But Susan, we're talking about masks, with all respect, and we're getting late on the break here. What constitutional right is being violated?
Our right to publicly assemble.
No, you
they can
still,
do riots,
you still,
but you they cannot wear, they cannot be 6 feet from each other elsewhere. They're fighting that. People are wearing masks to commit domestic terrorism and acts of violence.
Okay. All right. Okay, Susan. All right. Everything, with all respect, just about 90% of what you said is not true. But okay. It's okay. 576-7798. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news here on KMBZ. All right, from the text line, and we'll get everybody in as quickly as we can. Scott, some people just want their 15 minutes of fame. There are no constitutional rights being violated. Come on now. And as far as putting the elderly in the homes and not visiting, to be honest, this may be the most anyone has paid attention to their loved ones in their homes.
Hmm.
A lot of people drop them off and never come back.
And there's that. Yeah.
So, I'll reiterate, by the way, if you're just joining us, the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Quentin Lucas, just announced, and we're trying to ferry him onto the air here before 5 o'clock. The mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Quentin Lucas, just announced that starting on Monday, if you go into a business, you are required, unless you are eating or drinking, to wear a mask. Masks are now mandated starting Monday. Carol called in.
Susan
called in. Sorry. Freudian slip.
Did you just?
I did not mean to do that. Shut
it's
up.
It's still funny anyway.
Shut up, Dan. Shut up. You're such a D.
Sorry.
Susan called in,
yes,
and said that this was a violation of her constitutional rights. Now, if you want to make the argument that being forced to wear a helmet on your motorcycle or being forced to wear your seatbelt is a violation of your constitutional rights, or that those shouldn't be laws to begin with, you will get an audience here. you will definitely get an audience here. Now, I think you should wear your seatbelt. I think you should wear your helmet. But it bothers me that the government forces you to do it.
You know, the analogy that the KCK mayor, David Alvey, used to great effect, I think, by talking about, well, if the sun is shining and you don't want to get burned, you put on a hat. And you don't rage against the sun, you just put on a hat.
Mm-hmm.
And that just makes so much sense. Just put on a mask, you're helping out, and move about your business. And when it comes to the Constitution, this is an argument I made a while ago. They're following the rules of the Constitution as they're laid out. We elect these people to these positions, mayors, etc., to protect us. That's what they're there for. That's their number one job, really, is to protect the populace. From mayor to county exec to governor to president, etc. And so them doing things to protect us, that's what we sent them there to do.
Now, I would make the argument.
In my opinion.
And, of course, everything you say is your opinion.
Yes.
But I would make the argument that wearing a seatbelt should not be something the government mandates. Wearing your helmet when you're riding a motorcycle or even a bicycle should not be something the government mandates.
Unless you go through the front windshield of a car and you are now a projectile that hurts somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, but the government's job is to protect me from you and you from me,
mm-hmm.
not me from me. So if I decide not to wear my seatbelt and I go through the windshield of a car, chances are I'm not going to hurt you because
mm-hmm.
I basically just either hit you head on or plowed into you. And I go through the windshield of a car, and that's on me. If I'm not wearing a helmet when I'm riding a motorcycle and I basically spray brains all over the sidewalk, that's on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's where the masks are different. And I go back to the government's job is to protect me from you and you from me. You wearing a mask, friend, is not to protect you. You wearing a mask is to protect me from you. Put your damn mask on. I have never figured out, I'm about to get upset. I have never figured out how wearing a mask became so god dang political. Put your damn mask on. What are you trying to do? Make a statement that you're free? Kiss my ass. I'm walking into Hy-Vee and I'm trying not to kill my mom. And I don't know if you have COVID or not. And that's why I walk really far around you, because you're the idiot who just walked into Hy-Vee without a mask on. What is the big deal? We could eliminate, maybe not eliminate, but seriously reduce this virus if you would just quit being such a prick. I'm going to dump myself on that. If you would quit being such an ideological jerk and put on a mask, I wouldn't have to worry the next time I go to see my mom, who's 75 years old and has suffered a heart attack and two bouts with cancer in her garage. But no, you're too cool for school. You can't be bothered with putting on a mask because that makes you weak. Or somehow this thing isn't real. It is real. And you're not weak when you put on a mask. You're strong. Bear in Roland Park, what's up?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Bear.
Hey. I love this. This is great. Over the last 2 weeks, the states and communities that have mandated these masks have seen their COVID cases go down. And the states and communities that haven't mandated these masks in businesses or for the public in general have seen their cases go up. So this should definitely help the economy. This is still just a temporary rule. It's not a permanent rule that we've put in place for other businesses with, you know, health restrictions or even building codes to keep us safe as far as public safety is concerned. So this temporary rule, I think, is great. It's going to benefit society. It's going to help our economy. And I'm sure that the people, the law and order crowd, they're going to jump on board, because since now this is the law and order, they don't want anarchy and people just deciding to do whatever they feel like. So I'm sure this will all just work out. They'll just jump on board now that it's the law.
Yeah, interesting point. And you brought up economy, which I think is interesting. And I think that we could see a continuation or a growth of people getting out there and spending and buying and getting back to normal, because if they're wearing the mask, everyone's wearing the mask, get out there, wash your hands, wear the mask, and do whatever business you want. Go shopping where you want, do whatever you need to do or want to do. So I could see that our economy could start to improve a little bit if we're all wearing the masks.
There's plenty of businesses that have had to shut down because an employee or someone had COVID. And I would, you know, I feel horrible if I got someone sick. I feel bad that if I got someone sick in a business and the business now had to go down for 2 weeks, that might be the death knell for them. So this is going to help a lot of businesses to keep safer and keep our economy stronger.
All right, Bear. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate the comments.
Bear, be well, my friend. Good to hear your voice, man.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Let's go to Deanna in Kansas City. By the way, the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, will join us at 4:50 this afternoon. Hi, Deanna.
Hi. I just want to say I'm glad of this mask thing. And as far as that other person, the other lady, I am a high-risk person, and I did stay home for 3 months. I had to go back to work. I just went back to work last week, and then the cases start going back up. But I do wear my mask, and I did stay home, but I can't do it forever. Yeah, I can't believe people have that mentality. You know, and I'm very fortunate that my job is still there for me to go back to. But it's an essential job. It's auto parts. I deliver auto parts, so.
Oh, well, thank you.
They needed me to come back, and I couldn't stay home anymore. I had to get back to work. I got medical bills I have to pay for. You know, I just can't believe people have that mentality.
Yeah, it is an odd thing why people rage against taking measures that have been shown to help others.
Let's do this. It is 4:45.
Thank you, Deanna. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Let's go to break a little bit early so we can get the mayor in here.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Quentin Lucas will be joining us here in just a moment on Dan and Parks. Dan Weinbaum filling in today for Dan Ryan. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
The song that every man in America tried to sing falsetto in, try out their voice.
And failed.
And most failed, probably.
Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. It is an honor and a privilege to bring into the program the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, good friend of mine, Quentin Lucas. Mayor Lucas, good afternoon and welcome.
It is good to be with you all.
How are we doing, Mayor?
I'm doing well. It's been one heck of a week, but doing all right. Always happy to be here in Kansas City and serving the people.
You had a news conference that you just wrapped up today, or just within the hour. You are mandating, you and Kansas City, Kansas, mandating masks. Can you give us details, when does this go into effect, and who does it affect?
So this goes into effect for us on Monday. However, we are unlikely to do any kind of enforcement for some time because we do want to make sure businesses and individuals have the time to obtain masks, among other things. And who does it apply to? This is more of a rule for businesses and other institutions in Kansas City, which is to suggest that they mandate folks wear masks when they come in. They try to provide masks. They do that sort of work in connection with helping limit the spread of COVID-19. And one important rule actually exists, which is that it only applies if you can't keep social distancing from others. And so if, for whatever reason, let's say you own Bartle Hall in Kansas City, and you're going to have 10 people who are just walking around alone all day, be a bizarre thing, they would not have to have masks on. This speaks to, if you're going to be in a crowded venue inside, kind of let's say your grocery store checkout line, you should have a mask.
So this does not apply to walking around outdoors, say on sidewalks, you know, like through the crossroads or downtown or things,
that's
something
correct.
Like that.
That's correct.
This is just for public spaces indoors.
And that is absolutely right.
All right. And what about the other entities within the metro, the other parts of the core four, Johnson County, Eastern Jackson County, Clay, Platt, all of those?
So, you know, our health directors talk all the time to the others. I believe there was a meeting of area health directors. All of them, of course, encourage masks. So I think everybody is substantively in the same place. The question is if they'll get there procedurally and try to make some sort of requirement. We just thought, in looking at the outbreaks, frankly, that you've seen in Texas and Florida, I don't think it's an accident that the president and that task force on COVID-19 had their first press conference for several weeks today. We're trying to keep ourselves from getting into a dangerous position. And so that's why we are making this step today in Kansas City. I don't know if the other jurisdictions will. I do know all of them, however, have encouraged the wearing of masks.
Mayor, is this the first step towards a potential second lockdown?
You know, I've said to you a few times, I have incredible concerns with issuing another lockdown order. I think actually our violent crime increase has some relationship to our shutdown orders. I think that there are so many negative externalities for society of a stay-at-home order. I would want my level best to avoid ever seeing something like that again.
Are you concerned about the quote-unquote political of wearing a mask?
You know, I am. And what I always try to tell to people is this. I'm a youngish man.
Mayor, Mayor, come on. you ain't old, but you ain't young, buddy.
Yeah. But
welcome to middle age.
I know, right? I'm already bald. I don't like wearing a mask either, right? I don't think any of us do. But it's just kind of this thing of, you know, when you're on an elevator in a building, if you're ever in a building, or if you're in the checkout line at the grocery store, you know, just putting on a mask for times like that, you know, it's not that hard. It actually isn't as intrusive of a demand as people think, and it can be one that's fairly temporary. I leave home, I go into City Hall, I put my mask on, I go up the elevator, and then I sit in my office alone, right? None of that requires my mask, at least in the sitting in office part, only on the elevator trip. I mean, I think that's the sort of thing that we have to get people kind of in the mode of doing.
So, Mayor, when you describe that, why do we need the mandate then? If people can social distance themselves indoors, why would we even need a mandate?
You know, I think because we have a lot of things in law where we're trying to deter some types of conduct that we don't think is actually pro-social. That was a weird, lawyerly way to put it. But I'll use speed limits as an example, right? We are not going out pulling over everybody tomorrow, right? But we still have speed limits in any number of neighborhoods, even if you've never seen a cop, let's say, in your residential street. The reason is because it's better for everyone, and it's better for everyone else to try to follow, and that's why we have that rule. I think the same situation exists here, right? We have a rule about masks, which will tell everyone, you should wear one. I am certain there is somebody who's listening in KMBZ Nation right now who's saying, to hell with Lucas, I will never wear a mask. Okay, I understand. Just like there's somebody in KMBZ Nation who's saying, I hate speed limits and I'm going to speed everywhere. It doesn't mean that the speeding laws aren't a good idea and keep most of us safe, and it doesn't mean that masks aren't a good idea and keep most of us safe. That's why we issue these mandates, to try to get, I think, frankly, encourage the public to comply and to make it a little more serious that people will.
Hey, Mayor, we got to run, but I thank you for your time. You're so generous with it. We're not doing the bowling tournament this year for obvious reasons. We're doing a cornhole tournament at Berkeley Park. Can I count on your attendance as I have always counted on your attendance in the past?
You know I will be there. Always happy to support our law enforcement folks. It's been a challenging time, but I hope they know no matter what changes are made in the world, we still support them, their families, and so I'd be happy to take part.
Mayor, how good are you at cornhole?
You know, I'm not great, but it's better than my golf game, so I guess that's saying something.
You and me both, brother. You and me both, man. So, all right, pencil it in. We're looking at October 3rd, Berkeley Park, cornhole tournament. No contact. Nobody touches each other's bags. No pun intended.
I wasn't even thinking about that until you said no pun intended.
That would be kind of weird. But if you can get four cornhole bags, you can get them online. We would love to have you, Mr. Mayor, and it would be an honor and a privilege to have you at the cornhole tournament.
Thank you, sir, and y'all stay safe. God bless you.
Stay healthy.
You be well, and God bless you, my friend. That is Mayor Quentin Lucas, Mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. Festivus Friday is coming up next. 576-7798. Get in early. 576-7798. News is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.